Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
It's Friday, and it's nice out. It's 78.9 above Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to the weekend. I'm so excited. It's going to be another nice weekend. Pretty good. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Wise out there. What's up? Friday's good.
Did your wife already say that she's coming in for live audience Thursday when the M80s will be in the studio with us?
Tyler? Oh, that's very funny of you. Yeah, that's very funny of you.
You didn't say it yesterday on the air.
No, okay.
I'm
so
it today.
So Tyler, the singer from the M80s, who's a great band, and we went out last year and saw him over at Del Lago. They also played for a couple of our buzz parties too, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be in yesterday for live audience Thursday, but he got caught up in all that traffic. There was a lot of
And he just turned around and went home. So we called him up, busted his chops a little bit. My wife was driving Ellie to school yesterday. She had got up a little late, so she drove her to school at 8:13, right after we introduced him via phone. I get a text that says, OMG, he's so hot and his voice is hot. I'm like, okay, I'll tell him for you.
Wait, is that all she wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, not good morning, sweetie. Not, I'm listening to you guys. Ellie says hi.
No.
It's just, oh my God, he's hot.
Yeah, and his voice is so hot. And then there's a bunch of those like emoji faces, like kissies and smiles and laugh cries and LOLs and...
make you feel?
Oh, I don't care.
Yes, you do. How do you not?
I'm not a chick. I don't care. I don't get jealous.
Yeah, but he's not like, he's like attainable.
He's married.
No, he's not because he's married.
Yeah.
But he's not like George Clooney where you won't even bump into the dude.
Right.
Like this guy, Tyler,
could
message him and say, hey, let's meet up for coffee.
You're not making
me. He's such a nice guy. He probably would be like, okay.
You're not making me paranoid at all. It doesn't bother me.
I'm trying.
I know. It doesn't matter.
But if it went the other way around, if Jill mentioned somebody and you're like, wow, out of the blue text.
Like, she's so hot, right?
She's hot.
You know what? If she ever does give me crap about something like that, I'll be like, okay, what about this whole Tyler thing you got going? So I got a free spin.
Would you ever dare say that?
We're weird like that. We comment like people on TV, like, oh my God, she's so hot.
Okay, on TV, again, totally different layer.
No. I wouldn't say it to somebody's face, but we'd go under our breath like that. Look at that girl over there. She's beautiful.
You say that to her?
Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, look at that dude. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, that's weird.
Okay,
we're weird.
Your relationship
like that.
Either your relationship is different or mine is. One of you.
One of us. I think we're a little bit more open-minded, you know. That does, stuff
open,
like that is
open. A lot more open.
Yeah, we're swingers, Sandy.
Open. Well, I don't know if you're confessing that right now. Maybe
can
you
I
are.
Can I give a shout out to full size candy bar Phil Mangiafrida? His best birthday gift to his wife ever today. It's her birthday, Tina's birthday. Guess what he's giving her?
What's he giving her?
Retirement.
Swingers?
He retired today. He's retiring today.
Happy birthday, babe. I'm home all day.
I know. Is it a gift?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And plus, she still has to work.
Yeah.
Listen, I already told my husband, you are not retiring a day sooner than I am, because I'll get annoyed by the fact that I'm still working and you're not.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to retire before my wife. She's got a lot of 15 extra years on me.
That's a different situation. She walked into that knowing.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, my sugar mama.
Because there's a 17-year difference here.
It's my sugar mama.
Congratulations, Phil. Full-size candy bar Phil. Part of the Buzz fam.
Yeah, very well deserved.
Retirement. And nice. I think he's going to do a lot with advocating for more attention and awareness around autism, isn't he?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say he's doing more with that.
Absolutely. He's already formed his 501c3 charitable thing, and you'll hear more about him. He's not gone yet, people. He'll come
he's
back
a good
with
man.
His full-size candy bar fill. So congrats. Coming up on 6 on the Buzz, some sunshine, thin clouds, afternoon clouds will increase, 72 degrees, possibility of a sprinkle, but nothing serious.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Thanks for popping on with us. This is Sam and Sammy here on 98.9 The Buzz. We've been here for 2,000 years and maybe another 2,000, hopefully. So, yeah.
And
so,
if you've been a listener, a long-time listener, and you are first-time calling into the show ever, and we love when you call in, make sure you say that. Make sure you say first-time, long-time.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of truck drivers listening right now.
What's up, Ray?
Highway workers. Sell us on the good side of your job, because there's a new high-tech truck simulator in Ogden.
Ah, cool.
And it's there to help recruit the next generation of highway workers. So the simulator replicates real-world driving conditions, including snow, ice, and other hazards such as animals or bicycles on the road.
Okay.
And the executive director of the New York Association of Towns, Chris Kotzel, said, listen, young people are just not getting their CDL license and don't understand the opportunities that are out there.
Sure,
they're not thinking about this as a profession, as a career.
Right.
So we think that this is something that we need to say, hey, listen, get in this simulator. You're going to fall in love with this. And
I think it's a good hook. It's a great hook. I'd love to try the simulator out. You know, I always wondered what it was like in a big rig. And the technology nowadays, like the new high-end things, it's supposed to be really, like, nice.
Well, the one thing about truck drivers specifically is that, like, when you sign up for that career, you don't see your family a lot. And Trucker Ray has called into the show and said that. You know, he was away a lot, as much as he's a great dad, a great family guy. But the career, the job pulls you away.
Mm-hmm.
And some officials say now the benefits of working for a town not only include a pension.
Yeah.
Benefits. Career advancement, but many companies now emphasize home daily schedules because younger workers don't want to live on the road for weeks
at a
time.
Right. So you're talking like snowplow, you know, people that work for like the town, like the highway departments and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of all of that.
Yeah.
They did say U-Haul drivers, so does that mean long distance?
Well, let's ask the expert. Let's ask the expert. Ray, Trucker Ray's on. Hey, man, how long you been driving for?
Oh, probably about 30 years now.
Damn, that's crazy.
So sell us on the good side of your job. Or I know it's not exactly what they're asking for, but it's kind of in the same space, isn't it? Or no?
I'm lucky enough that as a truck driver, I'm paid hourly. If you get into trucking, most of the time, the first-time truckers, CDL holders, they end up with mileage pay.
Oh.
And depending upon the company you work for, just like any other job, you're either going to make decent money or you're going to be working hard and having next to nothing to show for it. So it's definitely a choice that you make, that realizing that this may or may not work out right from the start.
Now, this is for towns, though. So you get a pension. Like, I don't know.
Yep.
If would that towns, sell
gonna be,
someone on
hourly.
The job?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a pension. And, you know, if you can get into an hourly position right away, that pays you a decent hourly wage to drive tractor trailer or straight truck or B-class or A-class, then definitely go for it. And it's a lot of fun. You meet new people every day. If you happen to be hourly and you get over the road, new sunrises every day.
Ah, right. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
You know, you see people all the time. You see different towns if you happen to be over the road. Like, again, if this is specifically for inner city driving or towns or local deliveries, that's going to be hourly. And then, again, though, you meet different people, you meet different cultures.
Yeah. You had me a pension. Forget people. Bye,
forget
buddy.
People.
Bye. Love you. See ya.
Well, you know what? Looking back, like when you're young, you're not thinking about the practical side of life when you pick your career, right? Like, yeah. I'm not thinking, my mother was chirping in my ear, you should work for the town because of a pension. To me, that meant nothing. I just wanted fun, right?
Yeah, right.
I think we need to teach the kids. Here's a simulator. What it's like to live with a pension and what it's like not to. It's the simulator I want to expose you to.
A pension simulator. I love it. All right. Well, listen, we're going to see some sunshine through thin clouds today. Maybe increasing for the afternoon. It might overdevelop into an isolated sprinkler. 72 degrees for the high. And your Saturday looks cooler, about 62 degrees.
Ooh. Oh, that's chilly. I don't like that.
Yeah, you do.
All right, coming up on the show, this is, I got to wish you a happy golden birthday. Mm? Not you, Scott Spisano. Mm. I got to wish the 29-year-olds listening to our show a happy golden birthday. And if you are 29, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Why would the golden birthday be 20? All right, we'll get to that coming up next on 98.9 Abuzz. Look at this.
Spisano and Sandy.
Hey, it's 98.9 Abuzz. Spisano and Sandy, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And if it's your 29th birthday today, happy golden birthday.
Happy what?
Have you heard about the golden birthday?
I thought that's the 50th.
No.
Isn't 50th the golden birthday?
No, not anywhere. Not these kids. They're renaming everything.
Wait. Is 50th anniversary the golden anniversary?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it kind of feels right. But the golden birthday, anybody celebrating your kid's golden birthday or you yourself, 818-2899, reach out to us.
Are you 29 today?
So it is when, like, you're turning 29 on the 29th.
Oh.
And it's even more special if you're turning 29 on the 29th and it's 2029.
I guess. You know what I mean?
So like, yeah.
Yeah.
So on the 26th, if you were turning 26 on the 26th and it's 2026.
Right.
Then you're really celebrating. Like my girlfriend who took her daughter to Vegas to celebrate.
Wait, are you going?
Her golden birthday.
Wait. So golden birthday is just where all the numbers match up or the age? Oh.
The age matches up with the numbers.
Age and number. So you could be 6 on the 6th.
Yeah. Like my kids.
2006.
My kids, I don't have to worry about this because they missed their golden birthdays.
Oh.
Right? Because they're born on the 3rd and the 4th.
Okay.
So we missed it. Sorry, guys.
Hold on. Let me see. Ellie was born on July 20th, 7/20.
Okay. So on the 20th, 2020. Oh, yeah, you missed it.
Oh.
But I don't know. I haven't.
It's July a golden 20th, birthday.
But on the 20th.
Yeah.
So if she when the year she turns 20.
Oh, yeah, right.
If it's the 20th day of the month, if that lines up. Does that make sense?
Of her birth month.
Birthday, the 20th.
Right. Her birthday on like her birthday.
There is no 20th month.
No. Right. No, I'm just saying. Like,
but you know, I know it is confusing. It is confusing. But I guess people are going so over the top.
Wow.
And a lot of it is for like, you know, just to Instagram, TikTok, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But legitimately, my girlfriend took her daughter to celebrate her golden birthday. And I'm wondering.
Oh, my gosh.
If anybody else is doing this, do you find this fun and exciting or stupid and ridiculous in another way that we are coddling and spoiling our kids?
Well, if they come up with it and do it and want to celebrate it, that's fun. That's cool. If you're doing it for your kids, then you're a bit much. That's what I say.
Here's my question to any of you, and I do not want to offend, but I might.
Oh, dear.
If you are a grown-ass adult taking your birthday off, I kind of feel like that's a little bit much.
Why? In this world of flex time off, you can take any day you want, whether if you got a hangnail or if it's your birthday.
I don't know why I see that to be so like I get it. When you're 8 years old. Nah, I get it. You're even 16.
Nah, you grew up in a world. You grew up in a world where you denied any pleasure to your parents. Denied any pleasure. They just beat themselves up. Like they have to be like martyrs and stuff. I think you should celebrate your birthday every day.
You take the, you take your birthday off of work. It could be a crazy stressful time at work.
I would love to. Yeah.
No, I'm not allowing you to.
I might
to.
Even do it. No, no, you can't because it's too close to the Christmas break
yeah,
we take.
Say sorry.
Yeah, that's probably why. Would you do, I mean, if your birthday was...
No, I'm so anti that, but my sister does it every year. She takes her birthday off, and I'm like, really?
Why?
You're grown up now.
Well, take that out.
That's
why?
All I, that's no, because you're grown up.
There you go. Becoming old
means
and,
no fun.
Right. Why? Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm not sure.
I'm old. You can't have fun. I can't have fun. I'm over 10.
Act mature.
No. What's mature mean?
Listen,
ooh, I get points with God?
I do.
God, I'm mature now. God,
listen,
you can take me
you
now.
Ain't getting points
I can
with God.
Die now, God.
You ain't
I've grown
getting
up.
Points. Listen, I don't want my birthday. Take it back. I'm
Why?
Not taking that day off. I want to pretend it doesn't exist. You hit a certain age and you're like, that's it. Let's get rid of birthdays altogether.
You know, when I met you, you're 19. You couldn't wait to be old. And I'm like, now you're old. How are you feeling? You want to be young, you wanna be young
I
again?
Feel like I feel 19.
No, okay. Yeah, sure you do.
All right. Well, happy golden birthday to you. If today is
if
the
you're
day
29
you
today.
Today, you're turning 29.
Yeah.
Happy golden birthday,
from
Scott.
From 98.9 to
we'll buy a shot for
if
you.
I will. Or if you can't make it, I'll do one for you.
You will. He will.
Oh, yeah.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Uh-oh, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam, welcome to Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch. Every week, someone right here from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds only to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges, consisting of the one and only Sandy Waters. Yay!
Hey.
And our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Adams.
Hey.
What up, money?
How you doing?
Brandon, you've been a good friend of ours for years now, and thanks for being in on this. I mean, you are pretty much...
He's an expert at the pitch.
Yeah.
Tom, no pressure. He gets pitched every day. How many times a day? Like 100 times a day.
Way
so.
Too many.
Yeah. But this is the most fun.
This is the pitch assembly line. It's just like a conveyor belt that goes into Brandon. So he's used to this. So, Tom, don't be scared. All right. You there, bud?
Okay, I'm there. Okay. Yes, I'm
all
here.
Right. So Tom Sorry. From Pittsburgh, Tom's daughter, Emily, is a junior at high school and starting to look at colleges.
Oh, boy. Yep. It's a big moment for the family.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Emily's she's looking at a couple of schools, Geneseo, MCC, SUNY Brockport. But there's one that means a lot to Tom.
Oh, okay.
Emily's grandfather, Tom's dad, went to Michigan State. Tom went to Michigan State.
Oh, no, it's
his
not
younger
one of
brother went to Michigan State. And even their uncle still lives near there.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince my wife.
Your
yeah,
wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you say your wife worries it's a little far from home, and also there's like a money thing, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I might not even need to hear the pitch, but okay, go.
Tom, here are the rules. You have 30 seconds hard to give the judges your best pitch about your dilemma. Then they'll decide if it's a yay or a nay. And the goal is to get both the judges on board to give you a yay. So 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, I know Michigan State feels far compared to some of the other schools that she's looking at, but that campus has meant a lot to our family for a long time. You know, Uncle Jake met his wife there. Uncle Donnie's still in East Lansing. And, you know, and honestly, it's one of the places that helped me shape who I am today. And I'm not saying that Emily has to go there. I just love for her to visit the campus, see what it's like, and then maybe, you know, consider being part of the tradition, you know, before we rule it out.
Oh
my God, wow.
Oh, yes. That timer got me stressed out.
Sandy, what do you think of Tom's 30-second pitch?
Hold on. Let me ask some questions here. So your wife isn't fully on board because of the money you said and because of the location, right?
The location
is mainly a big deal. Ah, I don't like the distance either, freshman year especially. And if she hasn't brought it up, she should be pitching you guys. So this is more of you living vicariously through your daughter.
Mm.
Does your daughter like Michigan State? Does she have any interest in it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a Spartan.
There you go. Ah.
She really has interest, or you want her to have interest?
Does she know she's a Spartan? Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Does she know? I mean, it's a great question. You know, I probably do have to check myself. But again, my pitch is to let's visit. Let's, you know, okay. You know, let me at least kind of take her through, you know, what experience I had and you know, just kind of introduce her.
Yeah.
To it. You know, I'm not pitching kind of both of them.
Brandon T. Adams, what are you thinking here?
So I actually really liked the pitch. If I was going to critique you, money talks. And so if I would add a little icing on it, keep your pitch how it is, but maybe throw in a whatever it is of if you're talking to your daughter, well, maybe help with some of the tuition, mm-hmm. or if you're talking to your wife, maybe help with something else that can turn into monetary, because then you got the okay. compassionate story, the family, and then, oh, by the way, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. And then I think you can get it closed.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
All right. So now, judges, we need to wrap this up and see what you think. Are you going to give us a yay or a nay? Mm-hmm. Sandy Waters, you go first. Take your bias out of it. Listen to his story.
I know. I'm just listening to the pitch itself, and I hate it. I hate everything about the pitch because it's all about you and your memories and your feelings and your attachment and your love for the college. Ooh. It had nothing to do with Emily, your daughter. Mm. So I'm going to say nay.
Wow.
Ouch.
Sandy.
I know.
Wow.
Harsh.
Well, hey, there's. I'm usually the harsh one, but I'm gonna say yay.
Well, just because you gotta, it's gotta be two yays.
You're not. Yeah. You don't get it.
So guess what? Sorry. Go back. Regroup. Next time.
I really appreciate both of you. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Sorry. Sounds good. All right, you guys. Next time, tune in again for the one and only Spazano and Sandy 30-second pitch. Find out if you pass the judge's test right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spazano and Sandy.
There's a big update in the social media world, and it might change how you use your favorite apps. Meta Platforms just announced it's rolling out paid subscription plans across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. So what does this actually mean? Instead of being totally free, users will now have the option to pay a monthly fee for extra features. So we're talking things like more profile customization, exclusive reactions, and deeper story insights. Pricing expected to vary between $3.99 and $9.99 per month for Instagram and Facebook, $2.99 for WhatsApp. Mm. Now, to be clear, nothing is changing for free users right away, at least. These subscriptions are just optional upgrades, but it does raise the question, are we headed towards a future where social media isn't really free anymore?
No! 98.9 The Buzz. Bob Saget!
I think I was triggered. I don't know if anyone else was, when the word subscription came out of his lips. Like, I have subscription fatigue.
Yes.
That word triggers me. We are, I hope this is the death of Facebook
of social
and Instagram.
Media.
Because you know what they're going to do, right? They're going to penalize now those who are not paying.
Yeah,
so if you're on the app just to kind of just, I don't know, doom scroll, fine. Mm-hmm. If you're there to build an audience and a following.
Or to monetize it. Yeah.
You're going to have to pay. Otherwise, you're not going to get noticed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So who is this going to hurt more?
It's going to hurt
entrepreneurs, small businesses.
I think it'll hurt
real estate agents. They're all on it now.
It just seems like that's what's going to happen. You're going to get tears, just like anything, you know? Like, it just, I saw this coming a long time ago because
I think
just,
we all said. But yeah. So here's the deal, I guess.
What?
Apparently, they're spending so much money, like YouTube, like all these other platforms, Google, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Meta is spending so much money on AI development that they need to create more streams of income, more streams of revenue. So those who do want to build a following and you use this for your careers, you, my friend, are the new stream of income.
Wow. That's crazy.
I hate it.
I do too. I'm not buying it. I'm not going to upgrade.
I ain't buying it. I didn't buy the stupid blue check mark either.
No, I don't buy that. Again, if you're in that world, then it's a dirty necessity. Has to happen.
Does it, though?
It does, yeah. What other way can you do it?
So you get to see how many people rewatched your story.
Mm-hmm.
Do we care about that? Anonymous story viewing previews. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Unlimited custom and custom story audience lists.
Okay.
Don't care.
No.
Here we go.
What?
Spotlighting stories for more reach.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants.
Extending stories beyond 24 hours. Posting to your profile without pushing into followers' feeds. Okay, so a lot of this is just like, it doesn't really matter. It's kind of like bonus features, but we know where this is going to go. If you pay, you get VIP treatment.
Yeah, you get more exposure. You get more people's eyes on it. And that's the way they do it.
Are you subscription fatigued?
I am. I'm actually, there's an app that like looks at everything you have and says, hey, you're paying for this and you're not using it. I need that.
You know what's frustrating to me, and I don't know if this is like because I used to do the financial podcast, and I know how many families are really truly struggling. Like if your fridge breaks down, are you going to go to GoFundMe? Because there's a lot of people who need that with the basic necessities of life.
Sure.
And now everything is built around pay to play. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everything is built around and designed. Our life is designed so you are always forever paying somebody and you are never debt free. It's so heartbreaking, frustrating to me.
Yeah, sure is.
You can't live without a phone. You cannot function without a phone. And these phones are so stinking expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're caught. We're caught under this tarp of you know, it costs money to do everything these days.
To do everything.
Yeah.
That is a messed up system. That's so frustrating. Like, this is going to be on my kid's birthday list now. Ma, I want a subscription to Instagram. This is going to be
on premium. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I hate that where now these kids are like, oh, my life isn't fulfilled unless I have premium whatever subscription.
There's FOMO there. It's fear of missing out. You know, like... I think we all have looked at, okay, what are we paying monthly for that we really don't need or use? The extra TV subscription, the weather, the upgrade weather app.
Okay, so what is it for you? What would you say? What would you admit?
Yeah, both of those.
Oh.
Yeah.
You pay for the weather app? You do not.
Yeah, I use it for my drone work, so.
You could get the weather anywhere.
No, but this is like high-end, like it could mean, you know, dangerous conditions are not for me, not just some like lame thing.
Okay,
like that.
That's a business expense.
It is,
writing that off.
Yeah.
But I ain't paying for anything.
Yeah, but like subscriptions to like, I found one the other day and.
That you're paying for?
Yeah, that 2 years ago.
Uh-oh.
It was this really cool AI app that featured a man named Santa Claus. And he would talk to my daughter, and it was very personalized and it was very, very believable. And I found it the other day. I'm like, I gotta cancel that.
Oh my gosh, you had a direct line to Santa? Now that is actually, hang on, that's
something you pay for. Something you pay for.
Santa should be free for every kid.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
So there you go. So it looks like premium services for social media is now, there's a paywall. Is going to be, or something like
There's going to be a subscription. Initially, it's not going to impact you or affect you at all, because you're probably not going to jump on the bandwagon. This is all new, but you know this is leading us to a path.
It's coming our
way. Yeah. So,
it's coming our way.
I don't know. I hope it's the death of Meta.
It's Justified coming up in just a few minutes here. Now, 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, she's a sweet girlfriend. She's helping her boyfriend out, clean out mom's house.
Yeah.
Something that she found in mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
She's not sure what to do.
Okay, stay there.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Boyfriend bonfire, that was my actual wedding dress, my real dress, and I'd do it again.
Every Black Friday, Scott would just camp out on the roof of Marketplace Mall for like 57 hours in the cold for the Salvation Army. The guy would not come down.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. Jerk or justified.
Right here on the box.
With Spezzano and Sandy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning. I'm Meg. I'm a first time, long time.
Oh, come on. That's a Meg. Meg's.
Oh, Meg. Oh, Meg. Thank you, Meg.
I have a good jerk or justified for you.
Okay, what do you got?
So I found my boyfriend's mom's, well, her apartment is full of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, she died very tragically.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
She's young. I know, it's so heartbreaking, but my boyfriend's having a hard time. Obviously, we're all having a hard time, but I was like, I'll go clean out her place. You know, or I'll get like a good, you know, chunk of it done.
You don't have emotional attachment to the stuff, aww, right? As much as
yeah,
they
exactly.
would.
Right, and yeah, exactly. And so, you know.
That's very right. Nice of you.
In the back of the closet, I was, you know, everyone's got that box of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, found this box of blood letters. And I wasn't reading them. I wasn't like snooping. There was like a lot to get through, but
sure you did.
Yeah, I wasn't reading them snooping, but I was reading them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Is
yeah.
it bad to read the love letters? Like if I found a box of love letters one of my parents had from each other.
I don't want to say this crudely, but as long as they're dead, as long as they're not around anymore, you can read them.
Well, yeah, that makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. Is that what we're deciding here? If snooping through the
honestly,
love letters?
Honestly, I wish I had not.
Why? What'd you find?
Well, I found some love letters from my boyfriend's sister's husband.
Your boyfriend's sister's husband?
He was sending them to your boyfriend's sister.
It's her husband. Yeah, it's her husband. And he's a little older, so it's not like...
Wait, who are these love letters to? His wife or her mom?
Her mom.
The mom?
What?
The mom that just passed away?
Yeah.
Hold on, you found.
Whoa, you found some smoke.
It is so weird, you guys. I haven't told my boyfriend. I am still like, that's not.
Hold on. What kind of love letters?
I mean, they are like, you're the love of my life. We're soulmates. Oh, you see me. Like, all this stuff you want someone to say to you, but it's your.
Wife's mother.
I don't even know. No, I'm like, oh weird. My God, I'm freaking out.
All right. So what's the jerk of justified? Whether you should tell your boyfriend or just bury it or what?
Honestly, I have so many questions. I don't know.
Okay.
Did I tell my boyfriend? Should I just burn them? Should I just say to the...
All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
Sister's husband, like, dude.
Let's do this. Let's
know,
do
take
that.
Take care of your stuff, man.
Say burn them. So let's see. To burn them, jerk or justify to burn them.
To get rid of them or
just
to...
Just hide them.
Yeah,
get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Or do
not.
You tell the brother-in-law, hey, I know what you're doing. Okay.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Good luck, Meg. Thanks for playing. Listen in, okay?
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
98.9 to Buzz.
Well, I found some love letters from my boyfriend's sister's husband.
Wait, who are these love letters to? His wife or her mom?
Her mom.
The mom?
What?
The mom that just passed away?
Yeah.
Okay, good morning, The Buzz. Hi, Jerk Justified.
I am going to say she's a jerk if she doesn't tell her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Okay, so that's what you think we should do. We should decide if she should say something.
Because what happens if it comes out in another way and then the boyfriend finds out that she knew and didn't tell him? That's going to blow up in her face and affect her personal relationship with him.
Now,
you got to be honest.
Do you think she should do something with those letters or just leave it be, leave it in the box, pretend you didn't see it, just tell the boyfriend?
Oh, let him find it. Yeah.
you could do that, but just make sure that he finds it and not the, well, at least someone in the family finds it and you could play dumb you didn't know. But
Right, right.
You know,
make sure you tell your boyfriend,
husband,
though, you're saying. Do you think that she should go to the...
My husband would know me if I knew in my reaction when they told me, and, like, he would know right away that I already knew.
Oh.
He knows me that well.
Uh-huh, right.
This is freaking messed up, though. Isn't this insane?
Yeah,
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. So her boyfriend's brother-in-law had hots for his mom.
It's like you sending your wife's mom... love letters.
All right.
It is pretty messed up, and I'm not real jealous that she's going through this.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's jerk and justified to tell the boyfriend. Tell the boyfriend that would be justified.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So to tell the boyfriend, you're saying. Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks.
Yes. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
You too.
818-2899 is the number. Call us up and vote.
Messages are coming in. Jerk, leave it alone. His mother just died, and now is not the time to blow up an entire family over old love letters. Some things should stay buried. Now, I mean, how do you approach that with your boyfriend? Hey, listen, I'm not really part of the family. I'm just a girlfriend. And by the way, bomb. Your brother-in-law has asked for your mom, who's now, like, it's done. The relationship is over. The poor woman's dead. So,
what? How do you feel?
But if it did come out, well, if it came out that I knew, it's obvious why I kept it a secret. I don't think I would say anything. Would I say something? Oh, God, I don't know.
She's not married to the guy. Right?
No, she's just a girlfriend.
She's just a girlfriend helping clean out the mom who passed away's house. And she stumbles across
these letters.
She's
a girlfriend about to be part of the family.
Right.
Like, we forgot to ask that. Uh-huh. We were so thrown off about this story.
I know.
We forgot to ask how involved she is with this family.
I say don't say a thing. I agree.
Oh, you're not going to say anything.
It'd be jerk to say anything.
Yeah, but see, when you said that, now it makes me feel like, what? You wouldn't tell? Would I want to know? No, you're right. It's going to blow everything up. It's going to ruin the entire family structure.
Right.
You can't unknow that.
Right. And
like now the brother. Now, okay, this is it.
What?
This is why I say it's jerk to tell the boyfriend.
Okay, why?
Because now you just shifted all this stress and anxiety onto your boyfriend who's already dealing with a hard time.
The losing his mom. Yeah.
Yeah, this is unnecessary stress you're putting on the boyfriend. I say you're a jerk.
You tell the boyfriend, he goes and punches out the brother-in-law. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, you're a Maury Povich family or whatever.
Yo,
what was that show?
Oh, my God. 818-2899 is the number. Call us up. We got some socials.
Did Dan Mason come in the studio yet?
Yeah,
General
Mace.
Manager of the Rochester Red Wings?
Yeah, Mace is here. I don't think
What
he
do you
heard,
think about this,
I don't
Dan?
I think he heard it. He doesn't have his headphones, so he was Did not quite hear which one. You can go over that one if you want.
Okay, so yeah. Messages are coming in 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk, those letters were private. The mother is gone. Bringing it up now only hurts the people who are already grieving. Yeah, jerk.
Put the letters in the casket.
Okay, so do
at
you
the funeral.
Think... No, wait!
Slip them under her.
No.
No, well, okay.
No, because no. I'm wondering why she even saved those letters. Obviously. Why didn't she herself? And who's sending love letters anymore? I mean, that's kind of sweet.
Old school. That's old school.
That's old school.
any more takers? 818-2899. So girlfriend helping clean out mom's apartment.
Yep.
Her boyfriend's mom.
Her boyfriend's mom, right. Comes to find this box of love letters. That came from basically the boyfriend's brother-in-law to the mom.
The boyfriend's brother-in-law.
So yeah. It's husband of the daughter, right? Husband sends his mom-in-law love letters. And now she doesn't know what to do because she knows about this family secret.
Does she tell the boyfriend or not? Is it a jerk or justified to tell the guy?
Her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But the mom is no longer with us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Let it go. Don't say anything.
Yeah. Jerk.
Yeah.
Okay. Seal the deal, my friend.
The verdict is.
Wow, look at you. Okay, then.
Jerk. Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Dan Mason sealing the deal. Rochester Red Wings. A four-pack of passes to go to any home game is up for grabs right now at 818-2899. That's the number. 818-2899. You guys are hot.
We like our wings hot.
Yeah, man. I'm serious. Call us up, 818-2899. We'll first call through. We're going to play. How do we call this? Not,
spot the lie.
Spot the lie. Yes. It's coming up next.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right. Hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
This is Lisa. First time, long time.
Wait, did you say first time, long time, Lisa?
Yes.
You've been listening for a long time. And why haven't not you called us before? Come on.
Yeah.
You're the Buzz fan. Okay. You're the Buzz fan.
Okay. Don't make her feel guilty. She's calling now, and she's going to win tickets.
Oh, she already won tickets.
Thank you, Sandy.
All right. So Rochester Red Wings general manager Dan Red Hot Mason is in the studio today. You guys are on a roll.
Yeah, we've won 15 out of 17. So
that's huge.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
hopefully we keep it going, and we got great weather this weekend. The winds are home tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Are there fireworks?
Tonight and tomorrow we got fireworks.
Fantastic. Okay, Lisa, this is the deal. We play Spot the Lie with General Manager Dan Mason, and he sounds like such a nice guy. He is truly
he
a nice
sounds
guy.
Like,
I like how you said that sounds
but
like,
I know.
But he's really not.
He is a very good liar. Surprisingly well at the lie. So he's going to tell you two stories, and you have to try to guess which one is the lie.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Dan. Later. Okay. He did say, Sandy, this is getting really difficult.
Okay.
He's running out of things to lie about.
All right.
Because he never lies.
Know.
Yeah.
So I've got two college buddies.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are working in Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And two different times I've been asked to participate in something in Hollywood.
Oh,
right?
No, come on, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like an extra in a movie or something,
well,
or TV?
Here we go.
Okay,
you ready?
All right.
All right, the first time was one of my friends did, he directed the movie, or he directed a 30 for 30 on ESPN.
Oh, cool.
Called Catholics versus Convicts. It's a story about the rivalry between Notre Dame and University of Miami, and so there's a bunch of still shots in the film, and a group of friends and I are in a couple of these shots in the film. All right.
Uh-huh.
So then the other time, my other buddy calls me up. He says he was working on 90210 at the time.
Oh wow!
Remember that show?
Sure do.
All right.
Yeah.
So he says there's this guy on the show. His name is Cameron Bancroft.
Yeah.
And he is a dead ringer for you.
Get out of here.
And on the show, he was dating Tori Spelling.
Okay.
Their characters were dating.
The characters were, right?
And he said, Mace, there's a scene that we're going to do where he takes her ice skating, but he doesn't know how to skate. and this dude is a dead ringer for you. So I need you to come out here. I've played hockey my whole life.
Sure, right? Yeah, right.
I need you to come out here for a day. Just film this quick scene. You'll have a helmet on. Nobody will be able to tell the difference.
Come on, I love
and
this.
You'll get to, you know, hold hands with Tori Spelling. So at the time, I'm like, whoa, all right, that sounds pretty good. So went out there, did the shoot, and made a little cameo in 90210.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Now, which was...
Wait, Scott, just let him tell the stories. I love how you're so invested in these stories, like they're both the truth. Like, he's just... You're asking questions. And
I love this.
Okay, next story, Dan.
That's all I got today.
There was two,
that's all I got today.
Which is the other one?
The 33.
I'm in the 30 for 30.
The ESPN one.
Oh, 30 for 30. And then the other one. Wow, the other one had a lot more detail to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Lisa.
Yeah, that was like, wow.
We'll see which way it bends. Lisa, which one is the lie?
I think the second one's a lie because it has way too many details. Like, you have to make something up.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Oh, I don't like the way you're saying that.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it.
Yeah, I'm going with the second one. The second one has too many details.
Okay, the second one is the rant. Which is the correct one?
Lisa, you are a winner.
Wow!
Yes!
Yeah!
I was never.
When you're lying, you don't give that many details.
Okay. I'll remember that next time, Lisa.
You were not in 90. You were not in 90210.
I was never in 90210.
You never got to hold Tori Spelling's hand.
Never
Dan,
did.
You did go way over the top with that story. I even forgot there was a first one. For
too much, too much, Sandy. Was it too easy?
Hey, Lisa, you and your family are going to the Red Wings game.
Way to go, Lisa.
Good job.
Go Wings.
Yay.
Four tickets to any homestand courtesy of this guy right here. So, very cool.
Thank you so much for lying.
You got it. Nobody's ever said that to me, Lisa, so thank you.
No one's so grateful, all right? All right, thanks, Lisa. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. But you're so funny. As he's telling his stories, you're like, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, my God. It's like, but we're not sure if he's lying or not.
I was going to say that the Tori Spelling one was true.
Right?
Yeah.
Because why would I say that?
Right.
Wow, in your dreams, maybe it was true.
For some reason, I remember you mentioning that word, Tori, those words before. Did you have a thing for her?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But people used to tell me I look like that guy.
That dude, yeah.
Cameron Bancroft.
That's funny.
I love this.
So I was like, yeah, all right, let's go with that.
All right, so tonight is a special night at the ballpark, right?
Yes, Women in Sports Night tonight.
Yes, right.
So we've got Monet Davis coming into town. She'll be throwing out a first pitch and signing autographs tonight.
Well,
she was
better than me.
We won't go there, Scott.
No, we won't.
She was, in 2014, the star of the Little League World Series, the first girl to ever play in the Little League World Series.
That's cool.
That's cool.
She did amazing, and she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and she's going to be playing in the professional league, the Women's Professional Baseball League this year. Hmm. So she'll be in town signing autographs. We have a pregame clinic for girls to learn how to play softball. And the first 1,000 fans get a free Mitzi jersey.
Nice.
And we got fireworks. So it's a big night. 6:45, and then tomorrow, Star Wars night.
Yeah, man.
So
be big.
If you like Star Wars, you better be there. We got fireworks tomorrow night.
Mando.
I like it.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And we'll have Star Wars characters at the ballpark. The players will be wearing Star Wars Stormtrooper jerseys that we'll be auctioning off.
Cool.
And then Sunday, game time, 1:05, and kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi, and it's Spikes and Mitzi's birthday and Catholic Schools Day. So it's going to be a big weekend at the ballpark.
And the Wings are hot.
We're playing pretty well right now, so hopefully we can keep it up.
Dan, thanks so much for coming in, my brother.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a great weekend.
You.
All right,
great
go weekend. Wings.
Go Wings.
Man, I am so hungover from yesterday's live audience Thursday at 98.9 The Buzz. We did shots of water. It was awesome.
Agua!
It is great. And whenever we do live audience Thursday, if you ever want to come in, just reach out to me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. But when we have you in the studio, we ask you to add to the honesty box, which is something that you love about the show, something that, you know, a little constructive criticism.
You hate.
And a question that we have to answer.
Yeah, like a, you know, something that'll make us squirm.
Yeah. All right. So I'm taking
love, hate, squirm. That's what we should call this feature: the Honesty Box, love, hate, squirm.
Okay, that's a.
What you pulling?
We'll think about it.
Pull it, sister.
Okay, first one. Are you ready?
Sandy hates like to change things all the time.
No, because it's never like, oh wow, that's funny. Okay, question.
But what?
Oh wait, have you ever had a conflict, and how did you resolve it?
Daily. She yells at me, throws a shoe at me, and then everything's better.
Wait, what do you mean? This is like a deep... Do we ever have a psychologist in the studio? What is this? Have you ever had a conflict? And how did you... Like in life, a conflict or on the show? What are we talking about?
Probably on the show, you know?
A conflict on the show. Well, we've had... I don't know. I'm trying to think of something juicy and entertaining.
We...
Not boring.
If you kind of peel back everything and listen, we usually have a conflict every break. There's a bit of a discussion and a point and a counterpoint, and we have tiny little conflicts, like tiny little paper cuts.
Oh, God, and you could die.
That will kill you eventually.
Yes, 1,000 conflicts. Dead. Show's dead. Probably a few weeks ago, we had conflicts in the studio when live audience was here. Maybe that's why they wrote it.
Oh no.
Is this the person who was in the studio when you were so distracted? Mm-hmm. Like you were unbelievably distracted where I had to parent you in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I was biting my tongue. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. Scott.
Come on, buddy. I'll give you ice cream if you just listen. If you take a bath, then you can have some ice cream.
And then I did the sign of the cross like I always do when my kids stress me out.
Yeah.
And I looked over at the woman in the room and I'm like, men. And she goes, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's where it's from.
There it is.
Okay, very good. And how do you resolve it? I don't know.
Just do the sign of the cross and it's like a pressure valve. Releases everything.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Basically, it means you're praying, if I don't kill him, I will go to heaven.
Give me strength.
Give me strength to not kill him. Okay.
right. Not to lose my... one thing you both hate about each other.
Oh.
This is an often reoccurring question that comes up.
Yeah. I think that's low-hanging fruit. The first thing you think of, probably.
But this is like all caps hate. Normally, people say it a little bit more delicately, like... What do you dislike?
Yeah. Right.
This one's, what do you hate?
Well, we did say love, hate, and squirm. Okay.
Okay, what do you hate?
I don't know. I've said them all.
It's always the same thing over and over.
What about yourself?
Oh.
Let's spin it backwards towards each other.
What do I hate about myself? What do you hate about yourself?
I hate that I've got great ideas and I can never complete them. I hate that. I hate my ADHD. I hate that. It's like I know it's there. It's like I know I've got a giant pimple on my forehead, but I can't do anything about it. That's
so
what it's like.
I just have to sit there and stare at it
and pop the third eye.
I probably hate that I am a little too neurotic. I mean, like, I want to let go, and it doesn't matter that the decorative pillows the kids lay on them, but I don't know why.
Yeah,
I shouldn't care that the house is a mess.
Right.
We live in it.
Right.
But it drives me insane.
You could all have terminal illnesses down to the decorative.
I know.
Do they matter?
And I keep reminding myself of that. It's like, chill out. It's okay. But I can't. It physically changes my mood if I walk into... if I walk into a disheveled space.
Yeah, right.
If things aren't organized, I get pissed.
I'm proud of my doom pile on my desk at work.
Oh, I could stand it.
I know.
What's my doom function.
Pile? My pile of doom.
Oh, my God. Okay, another one. We got another question.
Oh, God.
Do you secretly hate each other when the mics are off? Here we go again. Forget it. We love each other 27 years, baby.
That's right. And that's your Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy.
So now turn off the mic so I can hate you again. Stare at that pimple.
It's a third eye. Oh, boy, it's Friday. It's a freaking weekend again here on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. Scott Fizzano and Sandy Waters. And we are getting excited for a big event that's coming up next week with the Ark of Monroe. Dancing with the Ark.
Six days. I'm counting. 6 days until the big event. I didn't count today, though.
Yeah, okay.
Do you count today or not?
I don't know. Let's ask Kristen from the Ark of Monroe. Hi, Dancing with the Ark. What's up?
Hey. How are
you? Yay. Oh, we're getting excited. This will be our fourth year doing this with you guys?
Fourth year.
Wow.
So if you're not familiar with Dancing with the Ark, it is the most incredible, amazing, fun time you will have. If you don't have anything going on next Thursday, the 4th, after work, stop out at ESL Ballpark.
Yeah.
We're supporting a great charity, the Ark of Monroe.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Now, how many dancers and celebrities do we have teamed up this year?
So we have 5 duos. This is Dancing with the Ark. It's very much modeled after Dancing with the Stars. So if you've seen that show, you know what this is going to be. It's 5 people that we support, and they are partnered up with 5 Rochester celebrities. And they've been practicing for weeks and weeks and weeks now, getting their costumes ready, their music ready, all their dance moves. And it is going to be spectacular on Thursday.
You know what's really cool is when you see the look on the faces of not only the dancers and their celebrity dancers, but you look around, there is, like Sandy and I have always said, it's like you get permigrin. Your face hurts by the end of the night. It's just so much fun. And I also love the fact that just like on the TV show, you guys follow the journey of all the rehearsals of the dancers, and you put together this really cool little vignette, and it plays on the Jumbotron out on the ball field.
Yep. Yeah, we've been spending the last few weeks, as everybody practices, going out there and getting video, and it's so fun to watch their journey kind of progress. You know, they start out really, really a little bit nervous and unsure of each other, and then by the end, they are just pros at this, and they've created such a special bond between the partners, and they are ready. And yeah, we really do it up to have them. That video on the Jumbotron is just awesome.
Yeah, it's so,
so fun
cool
to watch.
Something new this year too, right?
You can stream this from home. So it's something brand new that we're doing this year. You know, we had a lot of people say, I'm not going to be in Rochester, you know, June 4th, but I'd love to still be a part of it. And so now we have a streaming ticket that you can buy as well. So we're encouraging people to have watch parties, and, you know, it's not per person. So you can buy one streaming ticket, and you can, you know, bring everybody over and watch and just be a part of it from afar.
Oh, that's so cool. And if you can't make it and you want to stream, you can also donate there too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You can go to arkmonroe.org and you can find all the details.
Tell the family it's better to be there though. Like streaming is awesome, but the vibe, the energy, you'll see it when you're there. You can have dinner. Enjoy dinner at the ballpark.
Oh yeah. And the dogs are on afterwards, right?
Yep, the dogs are on afterwards. Yeah, the dogs actually will kick us off. The doors open at 5, and then the show time is at 6. Mm-hmm. And then once the show is over, the dogs will stick around, and we'll have a dance party in the evening. But you also get diamond dollars with your ticket this year, too, so that's kind of cool. So your ticket's $25. But then you get diamond dollars, $10 in diamond dollars to use for concessions at the ballpark. So like Sandy said, come out and have dinner and just enjoy a great show, a great time.
I can't wait. This is one of our most favorite events, and we just are so honored to be able to host this. And you know why we agreed to hosting it the first year, right? Do you know why?
No.
Because we didn't want to dance.
No, I can't dance. There's no way. My partner would be like, you're fired. I'll dance solo. That's what my partner would say.
Kristen, this is so awesome. So it's next Thursday night at the ballpark. One more time on the website.
Yep, arkmonroe.org, and you'll find all the details right there on the homepage.
All right.
Let's go.
The best station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Rex City. Yes, we're going to put it to 11 because the weekend is here. I'm so excited. And don't forget, next Thursday night at the ESL Bar Park. Okay? What's your message? All right, you ready?
And thank you for everything you do, too, for our community. The Ark of Monroe is such a beautiful organization, so we appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you. We love you guys.
All right, you. Here we go. You ready, Sandy?
Yeah.
It is time to kick
off
the weekend!
Yay! Yeah!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spezzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.